There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A Radio Info Raw Edit podcast. The conversations behind our reports.
Let's go to the most important things first. Is Osher Gunsberg really the new on-air partner for Jace Hawkins on the Kiss Breakfast Show in Melbourne?
No, he's not.
Who is?
That's going to be announced within the next month.
Does that mean...
PJ's back on Monday with Jason, and so the quarantines and COVID lockdowns have just meant that logistically, doing photo shoots and marketing and doing some content stuff we wanted to do was just proving, you know, restrictive, if you like, and we weren't going to be able to do it to the level we wanted to, so I said, let's just delay the launch and let's get it right first, and then we'll get it launched properly, so... PJ's back, and we'll be announcing, I think, middle of 7.05 sometime. So the old show's back for a few weeks, and then we'll announce the new show mid 7.05.
Now, you've had a wonderful day at ARN, haven't you? Where were you when you got the news about Kyle and Jackie O going to number one in Sydney Breakfast?
I was on the phone to Alan Logan, and we were waiting for the results to come through via email. And I said, here's the email, and I opened it up. And I looked at Sydney and I said, oh, wow. I said, hang on, let me just double check that. And I said, Alan, they're number one in Sydney, Breakfast overall. And he went, yeah, they are too. And I looked at it again and saw 15.5 and double checked 13.3. I thought, okay, wow, he's done it. They've done it. So, yeah, that's how I was sitting at my desk at home in lockdown.
Ah, really? So there was no excitement in the room?
Nothing. It was just me and Alan on the other phone and... you know, we're not the most excitable people anyway, but I thought, wow, that's actually a really significant day today because Kyle and Jackie O particularly, because it's been their ambition really to not to have to say number one FM, but to be able to say number one Sydney Breakfast. And I think people believe, I think that they don't take the, they don't really care about the ratings, they get paid all that money, but the fact is they do care about it a lot. And I spoke to them both today, and it's over the moon. He's like a kid in a candy store, to be honest. He's really happy about it. So, it's a big deal for them today. And it's also a big deal for us, and it's a big deal for radio because that's been the race that's been happening for so long. And the question is, you know, could the Kyle and Jackie O beat 2GB at Breakfast? And yeah, it's been answered today.
Apart from bragging rights, what does it actually mean for ARN commercially?
The stronger the ratings, the more confident I think advertisers are to put aside some of the perceptions they might have about that show and the, you know, how sort of client-friendly that show is. I can tell you now that Kyle and Jackie O are probably more client-friendly than they ever have been. They've done a great campaign for Stan recently. They've got a great campaign coming up for Coke and for McDonald's and for Paramount. And so clients are migrating to that show more than they ever have, and this will just be another reason for them to do that because the execution of integrated content on the air is strong, and the audience numbers are very impressive now, a cumulative of 670,000 or something. It means a lot to us commercially, and it helps to get clients back advertising on the show.
K&J have always been a leader in cumes, and if stations were measured on cumes rather than on share, it would turn the surveys upside down in favour of FM stations like yours. So what's your position in the debate about cumes being more effective way of measuring radio audiences than share?
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Well, I wouldn't say. I mean, I said they've got more listeners, but it's radio works on a combination of listeners and time spent listening, which produces a share of listening. So we've always been in this country always based on share. I mean, that's the metric that we use. But in order to highlight, the strength of a station in particular, and they haven't always been number one in Cume. I mean, Nova was number one in Cume in breakfast for a while. They have been in recent times. From an advertising point of view, there's not much point having a whole lot of listeners who only listen for sort of 5 minutes a day. To get the messaging and advertising out there, you need some frequency, and that requires people to be listening longer so they can hear it. So that's how it's always been with radio. I mean, I guess when you had dominant stations back in the day, the competitors got a bit tired of just, sitting back and not doing anything, so they decided to sometimes go for the Cume angle, which, if you talk about more listeners, that is true, but in terms of the share of listening and the ratings overall, share is our metric in this country.
What else has happened today?
Well, Christian O'Connell's, went up 0.6, so Fox got very close last survey, off the back of some strong marketing, which obviously does impact diary keeping and recall. So that's fallen away for Fox, as did Fox itself. So, and Christian's sort of now still number one, which is great. So a number one FM breakfast show in Sydney, in Melbourne, and a number one breakfast show in Sydney is very strong for us. Gold maintains its number one position in Melbourne on FM at 10.4, which is, again, strong. And we saw major competitors like Nova fall away a little bit, 1.1, and even... Even though Gold went down, the others went down as well. Sydney and Melbourne are very strong, and the other, Adelaide also remains very strong for us. And the good news is that Brisbane, which I did predict 97.3, has come back and now number two in Brisbane. Just more work to do on the breakfast show there, but we're just strengthening. The network is strengthening over time, and we've got consistent results to support that, which I think's. It's a great testament to the team of people who work at ARN behind the scenes and who really are the engine of the network, if you like. They're not behind the mics out front, but they're certainly the engine behind it all. And I think we've got a great team of people. And, we're number one 25-54 today nationally, which is we weren't last survey, and number one, obviously, 10-plus, as well as number one 40-54. So, and number one podcast publisher. So, the little network that could is certainly, continues to move forward. And I'd say we're now the dominant network in the country and also the leader in audio in terms of podcasting and FM.
Would today be up there amongst top three or five of your best days in your career?
Yeah, I think it would be, because I'd say, if you go back through the career, would be PMFM days, that'd be one. I think Kyle and Jackie O coming, the Kiss going number one with Kyle and Jackie O for the first time, Christian O'Connell, and today, because I think because it happened on at ARN. I think they didn't beat, if Kyle and Jackie O had beaten 2GB when they were at Today FM, that would have but they did that at ARN. So even though I can't claim and we can't claim any credit for that show because we didn't create it and we effectively bought the show. They've been able to achieve some of their best results, or their best results, I should say, while at ARN, which I think is a great. That says a lot for the network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.